0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, thank you. Thank you, my Father, for this awesome opportunity, my Father, to come on this radio broadcast and share with your people your love. Your love, Father, that not only covers a multitude of sins, but it'll bring us and deliver us out of all those sins, Father. Out of darkness, into the marvelous light. Out of sin, into righteous living, Father. Becoming who we already are. And Father, I just thank you, and I humble myself under your mighty hand and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, that he would use these lips of clay. You said, Father, that the fields are ripe for harvest, but the laborers are few. If you would use me, Father, it would be a tremendous honor and a privilege to humble myself under your mighty hand and the ministry of your Holy Spirit, so that, Lord, through these lips of clay, you may share with us, Father, quality knowledge, not only concepts, Father, but your precepts, your original intent, so that we might come out of darkness, so that we might come out of all the sin that's in our lives and the shortcoming in our lives, Father God. So that we can live, Father, the way you created us to live. Holy and without blame. Covered in your love. Lord, that's your will and that's your desire and that's your word, Father. And I pray, Father, that it be unto us according to your word, Father. Your counsel will stand. And not only will your counsel will stand in our lives, Father. Here on earth, just as it is in heaven. And we give you all of the glory, the honor, and the praise. Now less of me and more of you. In fact, none of me and all of you. Holy Spirit, have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Know what amen mean? Mighty men and mighty women of God. Just simply mean yes, and so shall it be. And boy, if you pray according to his will, if you pray according to his will, I'm going to say that one more time. If you pray according to his will, not if you pray, if you pray according to his will, then you can know that he hear you. You can know that. You can come to the place that you know that you know that you know that you know that he hear that, man. Because he, and when you get to that place, you'll know that he got to watch over his word. He had to watch over his word to perform it. But you got to know that you know that you know that you know. And you got to be able to return that word back to him. That's what prayer is. You know, when you return his word back to him, when you go to the courts of heaven and you petition him based upon the authority and the integrity of his word. And boy, when you understand that, you can know that you know that you know that he hears. And if we know that he hears, the Bible says we can also know that we have the petition that we desire him. How come, Arthur? Because we'll know that he got to watch over his word. He got to perform his word. His word work. Ain't nothing wrong with the word of God, boy. It's perfect. It's incorruptible, indestructible, holy, righteous, no blemish, no fault in it at all. And boy, that word, man, do what God sent it to do. And, well, we got to know how to learn how to operate in the word. Perhaps we've been more operating in our religious concepts and our ideas that have come together and produced different ideologies and philosophies and traditions and religions and all of the good things. Those are good people trying to appease a deity, trying to reach God. And all those are good things. But boy, what God wants us to really know is, boy, what he's doing. What he has done. What he has done. Let me just go in another direction. I want to tell you a story. This story is about, excuse me. This story is about a mighty king over a mighty, mighty territory. I'm talking about this is an awesome king. None like none of the kings on earth that we know. This king here is an awesome king. And this king has two sons. One he called the first man, one he called the last man. And his original son, boy, pleased him so much, man, until he wanted, boy, firstborn from that prince. He wanted other sons. So he created other sons. And when he created other sons, at birth, something happened. The other son, man, went astray. The other son, you know, got kidnapped. The other son left the kingdom, left his father, left all the splendor of the kingdom that he was born in. He got kidnapped, so to say, if I could say it that way. And he came into a whole nother country. Perhaps he came to the United States, and he came into one of our major cities, and perhaps, man, in the drug-infested part of that city, whatever they call it, you know, the ghettos or whatever, and he raised up, man, he conditioned, man, under that environment and that atmosphere. And he grew up, and he get on drugs. He got to be, you know, no just wild out there. He just... He lost his way. And he just living, man, all that he know to live. Because he was trained up, brought up, conditioned to live according to the environment and the atmosphere that he was brought up in. Never knew who he really was. He thought he was just a product of that society and whatever people that raised him under, they gave him their name. And he just knew himself as John Doe. Didn't know, man, he was who he really was. And then the father, the king. The king who always, man, looked for his son. And one day, boy, he found his son. He found out where his son was. That he was living, man, down in the city, in the slums of the city, man, in the low-income area of the city, in the poverty section of the city. And he was living like a mere man in a mere, like a product of that environment. And boy, the king found out where he at, and the king, the original son. The Bible called him the last Adam. Well, you know, the original son. He said, I'll go, and I'll get him, and I'll bring him back home. So the king sent the original son to the United States, to that city, to that place where he was. And he sent his son to go get his other son. And boy, they pulled up, man, you know. They didn't pull up in a entourage or mighty apparel and everything. The original son just came like a natural man, just like him. But he came with good news for him. He came to tell him, man, who he really is, where he really from, what he really have, what he really can do, and where he really headed back to. He come to tell him that. And when he come to tell him that, you know, at first it's hard for him. It sounds too good to be true. To the son that was lost. I mean, it sounds too good to be true. That all this way I've been living, and all this way I've been thinking, and what I've been conditioned to feel like and act like and think like and walk like and talk like, you mean to tell me, man, that's not who I really am? And the first brother said, that's right. I come to tell you that you're royalty. I come to tell you that you are a king's son. I come to tell you that the territory that you were kidnapped from, I come to let you know that all that, everything that's in that territory is your inheritance. I come to tell you that in that territory you have dominion. You have sovereign reign. You have authority. You have power. You have influence. I come to tell you that in that kingdom you are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation, a peculiar person, royalty, with all power. And then most importantly, say, and I come to get you and take you back to that place. And man, his son, his brother, you hear that good news and everything else, even though it sounds too good to be true. Yeah, he get on board. And he say, yes. Same thing like this Bible that you read. Same thing, that's the story of that Bible. It's about a king. That's Almighty God, our Father. Our Father. Not only our Father, Abba Father, source and sustainer. He's the king. He's a mighty king. He's the king of all kings. Ain't no king like him. He has sovereign rule and sovereign reign. He had two sons. The original son was wisdom. We know him as Jesus, you know, when he came and took him on himself. And then he had another son, second son. We call him Adam.